Wesley Lowry from the Washington Post is on the phone and out of jail. Wesley.
Wesley.
Come on, Wesley, not you too. You're a journalist. You don't go.
My objective facts tell me that I could do all these other interviews, but the day I go on Tom Joyner.
Come on, Wesley, not you too. All right, Wesley. All right, what happened?
So for people not on the ground here in Ferguson, the main stress where everything is happening, where the initial shooting of Michael Brown happened, where the protests have been happening, are on what is essentially a main thoroughfare off of a freeway exit. Mm-hmm. So as you can imagine, you've got gas stations, as we've seen, the one that was burned, McDonald's, the dollar store. And so it was during the afternoon, there was a massive afternoon protest, largely peaceful afternoon protest. Police came out in a massive show of force. So myself and many other reporters, it was all hands on deck. We were all covering this live from the site, a lot of tweets, a lot of live updates, a lot of pictures, because this was one of the first times that the full SWAT and riot team had showed up during the daylight. And so here we are documenting this, and independently of each other, Ryan and I, Ryan Riley, Puffy Post, the other reporter who was detained, but our phones were dying. So what we did is we walked about two blocks. There's a McDonald's. This has basically been the media center of all of Ferguson. Any reporter down here will tell you that, because as everyone knows about McDonald's, they've got free Wi-Fi. And so for reporters who are typing and filing, anytime I'm on the road, I think I need to find a McDonald's or a Starbucks. And so we're in the McDonald's writing and reporting like a lot of reporters have been. I believe him and I were the only two reporters at that moment because everything was popping off. We had to pull ourselves out for a second because our phones were dead. And so we're the only two reporters in there. We're working, we're filing. There's maybe half a dozen people in there. And at one point I look up and I see that there are six or seven officers now in the McDonald's, with their large weapons, walking around, and they're talking to some of the patrons, saying, you should get out of here. Things are getting crazy down there. You should get out of there. So obviously, I went on high alert. You know, I tried to take pictures of what was going on in the McDonald's, tweeting that, hey, officers have just shown up and they're now evacuating it. All of a sudden, the story had come to our little alcove where we had thought we had escaped it. But at the time, they did not order us to leave. They said, if you choose to stay here, we're not going to be able to protect you. If you call 911, we're not going to answer. We're not going to show up here. We told you you need to leave. We're like, all right, cool. They walked back to the front. They were not satisfied with the idea that we were willing to brave whatever it was, that we weren't scared by the idea of a riot. In fact, we were here to cover if there was going to be a riot. So then they went to the manager to try to talk him into kicking us out, try to talk him into giving them authority to evacuate the place or whatnot. I have no idea whether or not that was granted, but what I do know is a few moments later, some of the officers reapproached us and said, we're evacuating, now you have to get out of here, you've got to get out of here. I've got my phone in my hand, so I hit record on my video, because again, we're being evacuated from a McDonald's. This is going to be good video no matter what happens. This is going to be something, this is going to help show what was going on the ground, at which point an officer with a large assault weapon says to me, stop recording me, turn that off. And I said, as I'm walking backwards, still recording him, trying to get to my stuff, because I have no intention to stay in this McDonald's, they're evacuating, I said, officer, do I not have a First Amendment right to record you? He didn't like that, but he didn't directly respond to it. He just said, move it, move it, move it. So here I am holding in my left hand, which is why the video has my fingers all over it, because I don't really know how to hold things in my left hand. But with my right hand, I'm trying to pack up all my stuff. And for some context, and I'm sorry I'm going long here, but some context, right before that, because my phone was dead, I was sitting there letting it charge, but then also trying to do a little bit of a Twitter Q&A with people. I've been on the ground for a few days here, so I know that some people who aren't in Ferguson had some questions that I might have answers to because they might have missed it. So I was going back and forth, which meant I had all of my notebooks spread across this entire desk. I was digging through my notes trying to be able to answer questions for people. And so it's taken me a little while with one hand to pack everything up, unplug computers, unplug things, load them up, try to zip up my bag. Meanwhile, as he's saying move, he's gesturing with his weapon, which for me, I'll be honest, means I might have been a little less attentive to packing and a little more attentive to this large weapon being gestured at me. And so as I'm trying to pack my stuff up, I get up, I put my backpack on, I start walking towards the door, and I say, sir, am I going to be able to get my car, or do I need to just walk out? I don't have time for your questions. I said, sir, I'm trying to leave. I need to know, can I go to my car, or should I need to just walk out? And again, this is not some type of urgent situation. They were evacuating a McDonald's two blocks away from the action. They could have taken 20 minutes to do it. It wouldn't have made any difference. There was no immediate threat to anyone's safety inside that McDonald's. And so here we are, and so I have my bag over one shoulder, and finally he says, yeah, you can go to your car. So I'm walking towards that door, at which point another officer approaches me from that direction and says, you can't go out that door, go out the other one. I said, okay, sir, so just can you tell me what door to go out? I'll go out it, but you just two have just given me opposite instructions. They confer for a quick moment. They point me in the other direction. So as I turn around, my backpack, which is slung over just one shoulder, because, again, I got this phone in my hand, begins to slide off of my shoulder. And I just say, officer, give me one second. I just got to readjust this bag. I didn't want them to think I was stopping or defying their orders. I need to readjust this bag. It's about to fall. Everything's going to spill. You're going to be upset. That's when they said, okay, let's take him. They threw me up against the up against the fountain soda machine, at which point I knew I was being arrested. I knew that was going to happen. And
now,
so
this is
dropped.
Ferguson police.
This is it's a combination. It was county police. There was, some, I believe, some Ferguson police, and then also could have been some other state agencies. And all of them
white?
Well, I believe all of them inside of McDonald's white. At one point, we saw a black officer outside while they were holding us. But all of these officers in McDonald's are white. So they throw me up. My phone is still recording in my left hand, but I drop everything else in my right hand, and I'm saying to them, I'm not going to resist. You can arrest me. I'm not resisting. And they're saying to me, you are resisting. Stop resisting. And that, frankly, was the most horrified I've been, because I've just seen too many videos of people who were allegedly resisting arrest, not resisting arrest, and things happening to them. And so I'm telling them, I'm not resisting. I'm not. You can arrest me. My hands are behind my back. I know that I'm going to be fine as long as nothing happens to me physically. And so I'm telling them, I'm not resisting. You can arrest me.
Are you still recording at this time?
I recorded through most of it. So the video we posted, I think there are maybe 5 or 10 seconds after that I think our video editors cut out. But for the most part, until they physically threw me, it recorded. The phone dropped out of my hand as the Coke started splashing on my arm, because I was up against this fountain soda machine. And so I have some of this recorded, at least the audio of it. It goes black. Then they take me outside, and as I'm walking out, I see Ryan still in the corner having more of a verbal conversation. I'm telling him, tweet that they're arresting me. He didn't have an opportunity. Moments later, they're slamming him into something, putting him in cuffs, bringing him out. As we're coming out, some of the people who had been in the McDonald's, actually some nice, we had some very nice conversations with some of the, this woman had come up to me right a few minutes before, hey, are you with the media? I see you type in furious. We kind of had a, you know, nice kind of back and forth. Not an interview, we were just chatting. Being civil, and she's screaming out to me, why are they arresting you? And I said, for videotaping them. And that alerted a few of the journalists who were in the broader area. I think there was a picture of Ryan taken in his cuffs. We are standing outside at this point, outside the McDonald's in the middle of the street, and they have a police tank, you know, one of the big trucks they use to transport people. And they initially want to put us in this, and they open the back door, and there are two people in there. There's one sitting on one of the benches, so the benches on both sides. And then the other person is a large, large black man, had to be well over 250, probably 350 pounds, who cannot
wait
sit
a minute,
on the bench.
Wait a minute, Wesley, I'm out of time.
Oh, you are.
I'm so out of time, and
this
I have
man
to,
was screaming for paramedics, and they refused to give him one. That's the end of that story. That's the end of that story. Imagine the Eric Gardner video. That was what happened in front of us.
But you are, but you are all right.
I am all right physically, and like I said before a few times, I've seen residents here in Ferguson be actually injured. I am not injured.
Okay.
I'm fine. We're going to be fine. This story shouldn't be about me, but in the same way, this is an anecdote about what's going on the ground here. If I was dealt with this way, another reporter was dealt with this way, imagine residents who don't have the legal power of the Washington Post behind them, who don't have people noticing them being arrested and tweeting, hey, is that reporter getting arrested? So that's what I hope the listeners who aren't here and aren't seeing this, that's the context they get from this. I don't want people to feel sorry for me. I'm in the field right now reporting.
All right. Well, God bless. God bless, Wesley.
Thank you, Tom.
Wesley Lara from the Washington Post, arrested yesterday at the McDonald's in Ferguson.